Hi, morning. We're here with Rob Strange, OBE, Chief Executive of the BIOSH, and also Louise Fassi, Executive Director of the Policy. We've just stepped out of a meeting with Chris Grayling this morning. How did the meeting come about, Rob?
Well, I wrote a letter to the Minister about 3 weeks ago, introducing myself and BIOSH and our positions and our willingness to work with him and his team and support during the review that's now being undertaken. I found him today very warm and friendly. It was a very productive meeting, and I introduced him to BIOSH as the chartered professional body, 40,000 members, and left him with a short brochure called BIOSH in 60 seconds, and then led into a discussion on the outcomes of the Lord Young review, and then in particular the current Lofsted review.
Sure. And what in particular did you talk about with the Employment Minister about the Lofsted review?
Well, we flagged up to him that we were pleased to see it was an independent review and being carried out by an academic of the standing of Professor Lofsted. We did indicate to him that we'd had some concerns when we first saw the terms of reference for the review, but now that we've actually seen the document and the specific questions on which evidence is being sought, we're feeling a little bit more comfortable about that. And we're currently in the process of gathering evidence through our members to inform our response to the call for evidence, and that call is open till the 24th of June. So if there's any members who haven't seized the opportunity to give us some evidence, then I suggest they do. We'll be seeing Professor Lofsted on the 5th of July for a meeting about what our evidence is showing us, and we'll also be seeing him later this week when he chairs an event at which we're speaking on health and safety reform in London.
Okay. And Rob, we also had the opportunity to talk to Chris Grayling about our current campaign, Life Savings, as well.
Yes, we did, and this was the issue that we really wanted to major on in our discussions with the Minister. I explained to him that we'd launched this new campaign at a House of Lords event towards the end of May, and introduced the topic by explaining that we carried out 6 case studies, and these are now contained in a brochure which gives a lot of detail, and we left a copy of the brochure with the Minister.
And obviously Life Savings is something that we can work with businesses with, so health sector can work with businesses to effectively save money.
Yeah, we stress to Minister Grayling that businesses can not only protect their workforce, but they can also make significant savings on the bottom line. And the 6 case studies that Rob's referred to give illustrations of organisations across different sectors who've saved from tens of thousands to millions of pounds by addressing health and safety. And we flagged up to him that we also believe that business is missing a trick by not understanding the wastage and the cost to the national economy of health and safety failure. In addition, we also introduced him to our £20 note, which contains a 6-point plan for government and a 6-point plan for business. And one of the particular points we raised, and it's also contained within the 6-point plan for government, is about our concern about the loss of the info line and the fact that we want to be sure that new upcoming businesses and entrepreneurs have access to the health and safety advice they need to ensure that their new businesses are safe and healthy.
Okay. And Rob, finally, what was the overall impression of the meeting? That obviously was a positive one.
It was a very positive one. We were delighted to get this time with the Minister, and we didn't want to overburden him with detail. We just had some very clear and succinct messages. I do want to reiterate Louise's point for BIOSH members. Please do respond to the consultation exercise ready for the Lofsted review. We need to know your views on these matters so that we can represent them properly. And we're really, in a nutshell, we're committed to working in partnership with the government to ensure the very best of outcomes for the health and safety profession.
Fantastic. Well, thanks, Robert. Thanks, Liz.
Thank you.
Thank you.